Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
I told my 11-year-old daughter, I said, Ryan, you know, for Black History Month, they always teach you about the same black folks. George Washington Carver, Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King. They never teach you about folks like Stokely Carmichael. And she said,
who is Stokely Carmichael?
I didn't know.
Stokely Carmichael. He looked like young Dolph mixed with Gerard Carmichael. He's a very controversial and charismatic young civil rights leader. He pretty much popularized the phrase black power. He wasn't the first to say it, but he did popularize it. He was born in Trinidad in 1941. His family moved to the Bronx when he was young, and he went to Howard University. And as a freshman, he was a freedom rider. And freedom riders pretty much were black and white activists who signed up to take trips down to the South on the weekends to get their asses beat by racist whites with the optimism of equality and opportunity. He graduated from Howard in 1964, and by 1966, at the age of 24, he was the chairman of the SNCC. He replaced John Lewis, and we all know John Lewis. Again, the SNCC, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, SNCC, the SNCC. That organization was formed in the Deep South again to organize African-American voters. But over time, Stokely got tired of the old head civil rights activists compromising with President Johnson and other white authorities. By the 27th time he was arrested, he said he was done with the nonviolent approach. He told a group of marchers in Greenwood, Mississippi, "This is the 27th time I've been arrested, and I ain't going to jail no more. The only way we're going to stop them white men from whipping us is to take over. We've been saying freedom for 6 years and ain't got nothing. What we're going to start saying now is black power." That was a phrase that MLK deemed unfortunate and would ask Stokely repeatedly to stop using it. He wouldn't. In 1966 to 67, he did a tour of colleges giving militant speeches to black minds. Black leather jacket, afro, swagged out. He left the SNCC in 1967, did a brief stint with the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense before setting up shop in 1969 in Guinea, West Africa, joining the All-African People's Revolutionary Party. When he returned to the States to tour colleges in 1971, black folks that came to hear him scream, "Kill the pigs!" were disappointed as hell. He had changed. He changed his name to Kwame Ture, and that was to recognize his two primary political mentors. In 1998, Stokely Carmichael, or Kwame Ture, lost his battle to cancer at his home in Africa. So whenever you see or hear the phrase black power, oh, he wasn't the first person to say it. But Stokely Carmichael not only popularized it, but he turned it into a movement. And I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.